podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Hi, everyone. Wait, don't tell me. You're going to play, of course, our listener limerick challenge. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and just two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
You betcha.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
Plastic shoes prevented worse shocks, or so say emergency docs. The poolside hair dryer had some exposed wire, but I was not zapped thanks to...
Crocs.
Right. It seems that those notorious plastic shoes known as Crocs are good for more than just keeping you celibate. This week... A three-year-old British boy picked up a faulty hairdryer in a swimming pool dressing room and was saved from a possibly fatal electric shock when the big floppy doofus shoes his mom made him wear acted as insulators. So there you have it. When wearing Crocs, even electricity wants nothing to do with you.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome indeed.
Episode 102.
You're here once again with us. This is like episode 101, only one more.
Only hopefully we won't talk about Lost for 45 minutes.
Hopefully.
So Andy, Lost, what'd you think? Good, bad?
Fuck that shit.
It's a retrospective of the whole series.
Let's do a retrospective of us talking about Lost.
Hey, Noah, remember that time last week that we were talking about Lost for like 45 minutes and trying to explain it to Tim in great gory detail?
It was wonderful.
It was good times.
By the way, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'm the N in Tancast. And I thought I was going to sneeze, but not so much.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you.
Whew. Close one.
You know, I don't think I've ever said this, but I'm the first A in Tancast. I don't know who that second A is.
I think we talked about that once before, that there's two T's and two A's in Tancast.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's starting to sound familiar.
Yep.
You were there.
It's been a long 2 years.
It's been a long 2 years.
Speaking of which...
Talking about fucking Tancast. It's
been a long time. Isn't this the actual 2 year anniversary? Like, wasn't it June 2nd or something like that we recorded the first one, or posted the first one?
Fuck if I know. Hang on, let me look.
While he's looking, Andy, are you excited for Monday?
Yes.
I am too. That's a Worldwide Developers Conference. Steve Jobs is going to be talking about Apple shit.
Ah.
Yep.
Stuff that Tim doesn't care about, but me and Andy are excited about.
Yeah, especially since we may hear more about not only the new iPhone that we probably already know all the details for, but maybe some new information about OS 4.
And Apple TV, supposedly. What is that?
That's Tim mocking us.
That was me mocking you guys by clapping.
Oh, what was that? It sounded like you're kissing.
No.
Oh, shit. June 3rd, that's when we posted the original episode.
Look at me go.
Look at you go. You're such a good boy.
So technically, episode 101 was our 2 year anniversary. Because we posted it, I believe, on June 3rd.
Well, congratulations.
Yay.
Oh, wait, no. We posted on June 2nd, so we can call this the actual celebration. Woohoo! 2 years, yay!
Oh, yeah. I actually marked it on the calendar. We recorded the very first Tancast on May 31st, 2008.
Flippledy-dippledy-doo.
That was a long-ass time ago. Noah didn't have a wife. I didn't have a kid. I still had a dad.
I didn't have the crushing feeling of failure.
No, I've kept that with me my whole life.
No, I said I didn't.
You felt a slight pressure failure, though. You're like, do I need to pop my ears? What's going on?
Do I need to pop my ears? Is that failure? Pushing down on my ears?
Oh, fuck. So let me just talk a little about Apple shit, or AT&T specifically. So I'm sure you heard, Andy, that they want to charge you, well, they want to change the whole pricing structure of the data plan, and they want to charge you an extra $20 to tether your phone to your computer.
Yeah, it seemed like if they're not going to do all-you-can-eat data, that seems like double-dipping to me.
Well, yeah, it's like...
It's like what the fuck do you care how I'm using that data?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why does it matter how you use the data? You're just using the data.
Yeah.
Like, why do you pay extra $20 to just use it through your computer as opposed to just on the phone?
Because they're trying to rape their customers.
Exactly. So that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, it's not like that even comes with extra data. It's like you can tether it plus another 2 gigabytes or whatever.
Well, not only does it come with extra data, aren't they limiting the data?
Yeah, that their only data plans now are going to be 200 megabytes and 2 gigabytes.
Which right now isn't it 5 gigabytes? Even though it's technically unlimited, isn't really the cap like 5 gigabytes or something?
No, it's unlimited. It's like they start to send people nasty grams or whatever if they're like really abusing the system.
Nasty grams? Is that
official? I thought there was a limit. Like for the iPad, I thought there wasn't.
I'm sure if there was a limit, they'd get sued because they say it's unlimited.
I'm pretty sure there's a limit. Let me look it up.
I'm pretty sure you're a fucking retard. You don't know what you're talking about.
Whoa!
Whoa! Look at me hit the gas like that.
Whoa!
I'm joking,
now.
Dude. I don't know.
What was that?
I'm like, I don't know. It could be buried in the legalities somewhere. You could be absolutely right.
Whoa! Whoa.
Anyways,
whoa.
Should we do the tan laughies?
Jokes. We would like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes. On the show, it's a segment we have every week, and we call it Tan Laughs. It's time for Tan Laughs. It's time for Tan Laughs. That's right, it's 10 laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Cause it's time to laugh. Let's laugh.
I was gonna do Jonathan. By the way,
I'm sure Jonathan's pleased about that.
He is. He loves it. He's like, after me.
Go ahead. Do your shit.
I can do it now then.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Do it.
Yeah. Oh, it just came in. Fuck, it's hot off the presses. Look at Noah go.
What does the kennel do just after he dumped his girlfriend?
I don't know.
Unfortunately, I just opened it, so I know, so I'm not going to ruin it.
Wipes his ass.
Nailed it!
Cannibal. I thought you said, what does the camel do right after he dumped his girlfriend? I'm like, I don't know. Go hump someone else?
You're like, what? Is this the camel jockey? What's this going on?
Shit, I don't know how to pronounce this dude's name. I want to read his tan laugh, but...
Is it the one about the 80-year-old man?
Yeah.
He says how to pronounce his name at the very end of the email.
Oh, all right. Good work, Tim.
Way to read the whole email, Tim.
I stopped after the links to the YouTube videos. I didn't think there was more info and data. All right. Well, then I'm going to get to reading, unless this was one Andy was going to read.
No, I'm good.
All right, here it comes. Sorry. So this is from Verej.
I like it.
Like Reg, but very so. So Verej. He probably didn't appreciate that. My bad.
You're a dick. This guy's a dick. Don't talk to this guy. He's a dick. Okay, go ahead, Dick.
You know what? Andy has some valid points. You can't really, you can't really fault him. So, an 80-year-old man went to his doctor to get a routine physical. The doctor said, "You are a very healthy man, but we need to get a semen sample for our records." The doctor saw that his tea time was coming up, so he told the man to return the next day with his sample. The man returned the next day with an empty jar. The doctor asked, "You couldn't get a sample, sir?" The man explained, "I tried using my right hand, then my left. I asked my wife to use her hands, then her mouth. We even asked the neighbors if they could help, but it was no use." The doctor was amazed. "You had that much trouble?" The old man responded, "Yeah, the damn lid was stuck."
Funny.
Oh, penis jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I love them, and they love me.
Alright, so this joke comes from Mike. Two guys, one old and one young, were pushing their carts around Home Depot when they had a collision. The old guy says to the young guy, "Sorry about that, I'm looking for my wife, and I guess I wasn't paying attention to where I was going." The young guy says, "That's okay, it's a coincidence. I was looking for my wife, too. I can't find her, and I'm getting a little desperate." The old guy says, "Well, maybe we can help each other. What does your wife look like?" The young guy says, "Well, she's a redhead with blue eyes, long legs, big boobs, and she's wearing a blue midriff tank top and white shorts." what does your wife look like? The old guy says, doesn't matter, let's look for yours.
Kind of saw that punchline coming, but still enjoyed it.
Yep.
That reminds me, one time I was at Home Depot walking around looking for my wife. And one of the guys asked me, he's like, oh, you know, can I help you look for something? And I'm like, well, not really. Let you know where my wife is. He's like, nope, can't help you there.
Oh, man, it would have been a much better story if he'd said, yep, aisle two. You are very helpful, sir.
You are amazing.
She's not there yet, but she will be by the time you get there. Are you
speaking
a
of
wizard?
Which, I don't think Home Depot's that bad. Like, a lot of people get down on it. I mean, it is big. It has a lot of shit. But generally speaking, whenever I ask for help, people are generally pretty helpful.
I found Lowe's tends to be more helpful than Home Depot.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Unfortunately for Lowe's, Home Depot's a lot closer.
I found that as someone who rents an apartment, I have no need to go to either place, so I don't really have an opinion.
Oh. You're like, I don't really give a shit. while I remember, let me do my my recipe for today.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah! And I don't think I've done this one before. It's a steak one. You know, I really should keep track of the ones I've done.
Yeah, like I don't know, write them down, post them as blog entries.
We have posted them. Well, no, well we usually link them, but I don't think I've done this one, so I'm gonna do it.
Fair
as
enough.
Soon as my Evernote comes up. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, so Andy.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on this whole Mideast thing?
The Turkey Israel thing.
No, I just randomly threw out the Mideast for no good reason.
Or do you mean the whole Mideast thing?
All of it.
Well, how much time you got?
Not enough.
How much
not
time
long?
Do we have?
Okay. Fuck that
I
shit.
I think we have to ask your wife. My wife's not home.
Where's your wife, Tim?
Probably out biking or running or fucking setting fire to things, whatever she does.
That's what I like to do, setting fire to things.
I didn't hear that originally as an interjection. It's probably out biking or running or fucking. Oh.
No, there's no fucking.
Oh, no, there's fucking. Okay. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang. I said bang, bang, bangity bang. Huh. I don't know why that's up there. Give me a moment.
Having troubles?
A little bit.
Wow. In the last 6 months, Noah, my heaviest month of AT&T 3G data usage.
Oh, I thought it was going to be your heaviest flow month.
70 megabytes.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, since I'm not on the road anymore for my new job, like if you went back a year, that would probably be a lot higher.
Okay. I mean, I use a lot of data. I haven't really bothered to look at it.
Then again, you know, even when I was on the road, I was usually within... you know, within range of Wi-Fi that I had to log into, so still to go back to last July.
Let's do that.
DataCast,
Tancast, AT&T billing report.
Whee!
Okay, here we go.
Well, apparently it will let me select July of last year. Well, the end of July of last year, but it won't actually give me data before October of last year. AT&T fail. Oh, no, that may just be billing. That's right, because my old job used to pay for my phone bill. So technically it's a different account.
Oh, look at you being my phone bill.
Well, folks who are hoping for an upswing in quality after episode 101, afraid not.
Tim, just go ahead and edit all this shit out. Come on, man. Come on.
I thought we could do something better than talking about the last episode of Lost. Nope, apparently we're going to talk about our fucking wireless billing reports.
This is very important stuff, man. People need to know. Inquiring minds don't give a shit.
Critical. Critical.
No one is inquiring.
People are inquiring. What was their data usage last month? What are they looking at?
Well, that's going to save me $30 a month. Because I am totally willing to ratchet down the all-you-can-eat to the 200 megabyte. If I'm only going to use two-thirds of that in my heaviest month.
Your heaviest flow month?
My heaviest flow month. You know, when I'm rapping, flowing. No, are you still looking for that recipe?
No, he found it a long time ago.
Oh. By all means, sir, interrupt.
He's waiting for you to fucking finish
it. Download 7 megabits. Sweet.
Yeah, but you know I'm that way, so come on.
Come on.
What? Oh, fuck you.
Oh, wait, never mind. Apparently I spoke too soon.
No. It's fine. Anyway, so this is called Perfect steak. And I've made it once, and it was delicious. I did not have a skillet. So, like, what they do in the video is they sear the steak in a skillet, and then they put the skillet in the oven. But I just had to do it in a pan and then put it on a cookie sheet. But let me provide you guys with the link. It is very delicious. I think you need butter, thyme, and that's about, and steak.
So it doesn't cook instantly?
No.
T-H-Y-M-E, faggot.
Well, you gotta be hating on the gays by associating me with them.
Because they've had a free ride for far too long. Everything they want comes so easily to them.
So yeah, watch the video. Asian guy cooking steak. Delicious. It's delicious steak. That's all. That's my recipe for the week. All
right.
Woo.
That was a huge letdown, dude. Sorry.
I don't know what the fuck you expected.
I don't know, maybe a little description, you know.
I described it. You need
to talk about how it tastes. Was it tender? Was it juicy?
It was tender. It was juicy. It was delicious.
What made it different from another steak? You know, sell me on this.
It was very flavorful.
Because if you just tell me that I need time, you know, I got other shit to do with my time.
Not time as in TikTok, time as in the flavoring.
You know what? I'm not going to stop making that mistake, no matter how many times you correct me.
Well, it's not going to stop meing not funny, so there's that.
Yes, well.
T-H-Y-M-E. Asshole.
Mm. Oh, look at that right there. It's my balls. You both can suck them. I got one for each of you. Don't fight amongst yourselves. We can flip a coin.
It looks like peas.
It looks like hootie what?
Peas. His balls are small and tiny and green. I don't know why they're green.
So they don't like to wash them.
They get like a nice smegma covering.
Nah, not smegma. I like the ball stank.
Who doesn't?
I like it to be really sour.
I don't. I didn't know we were taking a survey, but I don't. I don't like the ball stank. Put me down for one not liking ball stank.
I have a secret for you guys. All Miracle Whip is regular mayonnaise, and they give me the jar for a little while.
Good thing I don't eat Miracle Whip.
You could be tasting my delicious tangy ball sweat.
Pass.
So what if it's a little green?
Shame to miss out on that.
Pass, sir. Pass.
Ooh, Scooby. I've made Noah tired. Tired of life.
Did you ever do your tan laugh, Andy?
Yes.
Was it funny?
No.
Okay.
All right, well, here, I got a bonus tan laugh for you.
Just making sure we're on track.
I think it's one we've done before, but what do gay horses eat?
Hey.
There you go.
I have heard it before. I can't recall if it was on here or somewhere else.
I'm pretty sure you yourself read it, Noah.
Well, there we go. I did it. No, it's been done.
It can never be undone.
Can't unring that bell.
Noah, my wife wanted me to tell you that she really loves the joke about what do ninjas like to drink? And she says
Bruce Lee.
All the time. Bruce Lee, yeah.
So I was like, ninjas are silent, sir. What do ninjas like to drink? So how was everyone's week?
Weird.
Why was it weird, Andy?
Tell us more. I'm on pins and needles.
Not weird in an interesting way. It was just like starting the week a day late, and I just had a ton of shit to do for work. And I was actually gone from work on Thursday at this like off-site event thingy where I was still like for part of the time half paying attention to all the stuff the presenters were talking about. And when they got into areas that were not new information for me, doing work, making use of the Wi-Fi, making use of my time. So I felt like
use of the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it felt like I'd crammed 5 days of work into three.
Crazy.
And I got to Friday and was just like, I can't believe the week's over. It seems like I was just out.
It's because you're the motherfucking man.
He's the motherfucking man, motherfucker.
I am. Watch out for me. I will keep you down.
You don't got to tell us.
We were there.
You kept us down.
Yeah.
Kept us from getting the good jobs.
I know.
We lived in the tan house.
I know. Yeah, and the weather here was just like completely fucked up all week. It's like, it's sunny, it's hot, it's muggy, it's raining.
Oh, I should link Tim to a video, well, a bunch of videos, that I was trying to describe to him while we were on our walk yesterday.
Oh! These were Patton Oswalt talking about the prequels and why they're stupid?
Yeah, it's like the eighth or ninth one. It says
I was
Star
just explaining
Wars.
For the audience who wasn't on our walk and, you know.
No! We can't explain for them.
The audience, including Andy?
Fuck
well,
you.
Fuck Andy.
Yeah, it's number eight, Patton, on the Star Wars prequels. I was trying to explain it to Tim. I didn't do it as funny as Patton Oswalt did.
Which is astounding.
What?
You would think when you're just randomly wandering around, you'd be able to live an HBO special caliber quality of performance.
Yeah, I was a little confused, like, where your guys' tweets about, like, having to joke off with Patton Oswalt came out. It just seemed very random to me.
One of my friends, Steven, that I used to work with,
uh-huh.
He retweeted a Patton Oswalt joke about Rue, what's her last name?
Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, well, actually, it was about Betty White experiencing the quick, it was like a Highlander joke.
Yeah.
And Tim had already, well, Tim had kind of said one, and then I posted one on Tancast, and I was pointing out to my friend, I'm like, oh, well, Tancast already did it. And he was saying, oh, well, Patton Oswalt is funnier. I was like, says you, and then I think Tim jumped in, asked Tancast, and said something, and I was like, well, you guys need to have a joke off. And that's how we got from A to B.
Glad I know that story.
Me and Noah saw a movie yesterday.
We did, and it was pretty good, I thought.
What movie did you see?
Get him to the Greek.
Ah. I was wondering how that would translate, you know, since it was a character created, like, as a side character for Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes, but...
Which I did not know.
Jonah Hill was not playing the same character, but
yeah, and that
Sarah Marshall
weird.
Was in it. Like, not really in it, just like they had her on TV. Sorry, what were you going to say, Andy?
I'd also thought that was weird that Jonah Hill was, like, playing a different character.
Well, I thought... Well, actually, Tim pointed out to me that... This, I guess in the time frame, this is supposed to be happening after Sarah Marshall, because he comments that, oh, I think I used to fuck her. So I was like, oh, mate. Well, at first I thought, I'm like, how's this going to end? He's going to fuck it all up and end up, a waiter in Hawaii. And then after I was like, oh, well, then I guess he could have just done better for himself. Like, oh, you know what? I'm not a waiter anymore. Now I'm a music guy.
Yeah, but I checked IMDb. Totally different character name.
I did too. There is a scene after the credits. Tim would say it's not worth waiting for. I would say it's not really worth waiting for.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of a letdown. I was like, really? We waited for that? Like, I was like everybody's getting up and leaving. I'm like, oh, fuck, they don't know. There's a motherfucking scene, bitches. They're fucking waiting. And then we saw it. I was like, they were the lucky ones.
It was a good movie. It was odd. Like, I kept expecting there to be a reason behind the way Snow was acting. Like, he kept doing all these crazy stuff. I'm like, is there any rhyme or reason to this or not? And it didn't seem like there was. And for a while, most of the characters were pretty unsympathetic.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Like, I mean, at the end, you know, everything was redeemed. But for a while, I was just like, I don't really like the main character. I don't really like the rock star guy. Just like, fucking Jonah, do something. Quit being a pussy.
There were a lot of good gags in it, though. Diddy was fucking funny.
Yeah, he was. Like, I'm sure, he had good lines, but the way he delivered them was funny, too.
Which seems so odd to me.
Why is that? Oh, black man can't be funny? Is that what you motherfucking saying, you motherfucker?
No, it's just, he's kind of got this,
I'll rip your limp, white motherfucking dick off.
Okay, fine. I was just going to say, he sort of has this, popular, God, I don't know.
Spit it out.
I'm fucking sleepy. Words are failing me.
Oh, dear Christ. You and your sleepiness. Always sleepy. Let me guess. The baby did something.
No. No.
Baby?
No.
It was a baby.
It was not the baby.
Baby!
Baby time?
Nope.
Baby.
Okay, I was up late last night.
Oh, yeah! Kool-Aid!
I said a bang, bang,
a bang,
bang,
bang.
I said bang, 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 bang.
I haven't seen it, but I know the words.
Because I sing it a lot.
Yes, you goddamn do.
I love that show. Anyways, P. Diddy. I guess it's just that he's kind of got this reputation for having, like, a big ego and, kind of super macho.
Yeah, he plays that character in this movie.
Yeah. I think that's why. I think it's partly his persona that makes his character so funny.
He's definitely playing into that stereotype.
Yeah, like, I wasn't expecting P. Diddy to be able to like, laugh at himself like this.
Yeah, yeah, and that's kind of what I was concerned about, that he was going to, you know, fuck it up by trying to make his character, you know, too cool. No, I wouldn't be like that. I wouldn't be like that.
Oh, he would be like that, sir.
Maybe he's trying to change things like Tom Cruise, poke a little fun at himself.
Oh, Tom Cruise will poke a little fun at himself. He just won't poke a little fun at his ridiculous religion.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know, you'll find a lot of people won't poke fun at their religion.
What? Really, Tim?
At least people who take it seriously.
Oh, yeah. See, I was going to say.
Like people who are no longer very religious will poke fun at their religion.
Stephen Colbert seems to, like, still be... I mean, not like Catholic, but he seems to still, you know, believe and still be actually Catholic, but still poke fun at Catholicism.
He is the exception that proves the rule.
Ah. I know lots of Jewish people who sort of poke gentle fun at being Jewish, and yet are, you know, at the Shabbos every Friday evening.
You don't know any such thing.
I do.
Don't.
Do.
Do not.
There are lots of Jews in Atlanta,
stop
sir. Less. Lots of Jews.
There are no Jews in Atlanta.
Have you seen Driving Miss Daisy?
No, and neither have you.
It's all about black people and Jewish people.
It's all about your mom.
There are stuff you should know people in Atlanta. You should go visit them.
Okay. Give me their address. I'll call them up. Well, give me their phone number so I can call them. Then give me their address so I can drive over there. But, you know, all the contact information, and then I will use it appropriately.
It's polite of you to call first.
Well, I'm a polite kind of guy.
I've often said that. Well, actually, I've just said, that guy's an ass. But then I mentioned, but he's a polite guy.
He's a polite ass.
So, I think we would give him to Greek two thumbs up. Tim, would you agree?
I don't know. I go two wholehearted. At least one thumb up.
You wouldn't give it a thumb up?
Oh, I thought we're each in... I mean, I guess... Yeah, I guess I'll give it a thumbs up.
I think the way that whole thing works is you each got one thumb. And it really is an up or down vote.
I realized that after I said it. But it seems like... I don't know. The either thumbs up or thumbs down is too limiting a rating system, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Would you say it's funnier, not as funny as Hot Tub Time Machine?
I would say it's not as funny as Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay.
But I enjoyed Hot Tub Time Machine thoroughly.
I did. I thought it was good. I think it's worth a shot, worth seeing. I don't know. Well, I mean, it's always nice to see those movies, comedies with a group. It makes it a little funnier.
That is true.
So
but yeah, but I think I know where you're going. I wouldn't necessarily say, you got to see this in theaters before it leaves. Ah!
Yeah, I was like, it's not like anything on it. It was like, oh, fuck, I need to see it on the big screen. But I'm just saying, if you do see it on the small screen, invite some friends over. Enjoy it together.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And there we go. Did we see any good previews beforehand?
Predators. You were excited about Predators.
I like Robert Rodriguez. He's a good director. I will see that on the big screen.
I bet you will.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Yeah, seeing it on the big screen.
I don't really remember the trailers beyond, well, I actually forgot that one until you reminded me of it.
Yeah, so there's that.
Oh, we could do a little scene unseen. Annie, what do you think about Get Him to the Greek without actually seeing it?
I was a little concerned that we saw all the funny moments in the trailer, because it seemed like every single trailer I saw was the same set of moments. Like it wasn't like they showed you a little bit and teased you with it, and then like a little while later another trailer comes out that uses a couple of different scenes. And I know you don't want to like just run through all the jokes in all the trailers, but I've noticed a trend with comedy movies that the ones that are funny tend to be like, oh, you know, here's a little bit of funny. And then a little later, here's a little bit more funny. And then a little later, like, here's a little more funny. Like, Hangover
did
that.
I think in this case, the reason you didn't see much more is that I don't think you could show any of the other jokes on television.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they definitely didn't show all the funny stuff. I mean, they showed some key funny points, but there was some other shit in there. It was just kind of funny in a fucked up way. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, and Colomini is in it. What more do you need?
Oh, I'm sold.
Who?
Transporter Chief
Miles
O'Brien.
Miles O'Brien from Star Trek.
Yeah, I was going to say it has a Star Trek reference, Star Trek connection. On that podcast I was playing you last night, Tim, that's one of the lists after they review a movie that they go through. Like, you know, did this movie have this? And one of them is a Star Trek connection. So that one would have had one.
Hooray! What was the name of that podcast again?
Film Sack.
Thank you.
I was like, wait, you quizzing me. I'm blowing in a blank.
Because if we just say that and leave it for nothing, our listeners are like, great, I wonder what that podcast was that they're fucking talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, people do that. I'm like, well, what is it? Give me a website. What are you talking
link
about?
Link me, bitch.
So, Film Sack, I think it's funny. I couldn't get a read. Well, you didn't get to listen to the whole episode.
No. And fucking, the guy was fucking detailed, though.
Yes, he was.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's kind of like, he's our Andy.
But, like, he was noticing shit that, like, who cares? Like, it looked like the fabric and the dyes that you were using were very accurate to the period. I was like, oh, my God. You could tell the fabric dye.
And Tim was very amused or surprised that they weren't making fun of him. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, yeah, if that had been
all right. Yeah, no, one guy was like, yeah, that is a good point. I'm like, no, wait, what?
I was like, if that had been our podcast, we would have been all over Andy's ass. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Gotta, dude? Why are you looking at the fabrics, you faggot?
Why are you even tying me into that? I don't know shit about fabrics.
Because of any of us, you would have been the one pointing out, like, the minute details.
Or if I had talked about Star Trek for too long, you guys would have blasted my nuts.
All right, fair enough.
Do some nut blasting. That is the point.
Yes, I totally agree. Not, on that, you are
it's
correct.
It's not the point of picking on Andy. The point is blasting nuts.
Yes. Is this the point of Tancast now? Are we sorry to pick on Andy?
I thought we were supposed to pick on everybody. It's just Andy is the go-to.
You make me sad.
Did you hear Andy sigh and give up?
Don't give up, Andy. Hang in there, buddy. You're like the little kitten on the poster. Hang in there.
Oh, man. I don't even remember the context anymore. I just remember what a great day it was for me. Back at the tan house, just one day. I think it was Tim going after, you know, and like I joined in a little bit and I was just realizing, oh, no, it's Andy now. And I think Tim even called it out. He was like, hey, now Noah's Andy.
Not for long.
Like, you kept trying to, like, turn it back around on me, and Tim just kept going after you.
And Andy's like, this feels great.
This is why you guys do that. I understand now. I still don't like it most times, but I understand.
One thing we could touch upon is...
My penis?
Well, that too. Dominique, who is follows us on Twitter, follows Tancast on Twitter, Final Fantasy... on Twitter is his handle. He wants to start a podcast, and he wondered if we have any advice, I believe. Oh, any tips on podcasting for a noob?
So listen to everything that we do and do something and then, different.
Yeah, then don't
any
do
decision
that.
We make the other choice.
I would say, listening to a lot of podcasts, I think even though our show doesn't really do this so much, it's good to have a structure to your podcast, like a, you know, I'm gonna do this, then this, then this.
That's
those are the podcasts
fags.
That seem to do well in my experience. They have some type of format that they follow
as opposed to ours, which seems to do nothing.
Yeah.
We do all right. We just don't do as well as these ones.
We don't do well.
We do all right.
We fail.
Yeah, but our
although
whole point
I mean I would
was...
say Smodcast does pretty well, and they don't have really any format, but
yeah.
It is Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
he is.
You got somebody with a built-in fan base.
I was going to say, tell him Steve Dave does too, but they have the same built-in fan base.
Yeah, and really, we started Tancast as a way to fuck around every week.
No, this is my attempt to make it big in the world of podcasting.
Well, Noah and I started Tancast as a way to fuck around every week.
Lies. You guys wanted a piece of that sweet, sweet fame action.
Not really. That's why I'm semi-anonymous.
You want to be famous anonymously. Phenomenous.
Phenomenous. My God.
No, we are never above making a Muppet reference.
Never.
Sorry, Muppets.
Is there ever a reason to be above it? Only if you're a communist.
Yeah.
Did you know that movie, that song was originally in like a softcore porno? Maybe I mentioned that before.
I think we discussed it on Tancast before. Yes. Oh, no, I posted it on Tancast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like one of the earliest blogs. It may have been one of the ones that came over from...
The Mai and the Space?
Yeah, The Mai and the Space. Ooh. Oh, I don't think that burp is going to end well.
Oh, dear.
Okay, Tim, start editing now. Oh. Okay, and I'm back.
Link sound.
I'm actually going to try to find this.
What are you going to try and find, Andy? What are you going to try and find?
That Muppets post.
Well, there you go. Now you learned a little facty fact.
6/19/2008.
Ooh. One more little bit of advice for Final Fantasy. You don't need to spend a lot of money. That's it.
Well, I'm sure we would sound better if we spent a little bit of money.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you... Well, I'm saying, if you think you're going to be doing some format that you can get sponsorship and making a lot of money, it may be worth it to invest a little bit of money. But, I mean, you can get fairly cheap microphone, free software. Yeah, I mean, we use Skype to talk to each other. Use Audacity to record our conversations.
Supposedly, the Snowball microphone from Blue Microphones is really good, but none of the three of us use it.
Well, if you're using... Is it a Mac? On Mac only?
The Snowball? No, it's USB. It's PC or Mac.
Oh, yeah, I guess I guess for some reason a lot of Mac users use it, or I hear them mention it a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
comma.
The, sound. I know Grammar Girl has, like, put up a bunch of, sound-absorbing foam in, like, a closet, and she uses that so that you got, a really clean space, not a lot of reverb or whatever on the voice. None of us do any of that shit, so...
Fuck no.
Again, if you want to do well... You have option A. If you want to be like Tancast, we use option B.
If you listen to Grammar Girl's podcast, it sounds quite nice.
Yes. We've got background hiss and clicking and, you know.
You can probably hear me clicking on my mouse at this very second, in fact.
So the best advice, don't follow what we do.
do not as we say or as we do.
Yeah. Oh, but in terms of actually putting the podcasts up where people can get them, WordPress as your blog software is pretty easy to use, pretty easy to set up. And there's a company called Blueberry, and spell that without any E's. They make a plugin for WordPress called PowerPress, and they make it really easy to. They can host the audio for you if you don't want to host it on your own site. They'll do like stats and shit, and then their podcasting plugin makes it really easy to put shows up and make sure you got a valid feed so people can get it on the iTunes.
You also want to get somebody who will update your website once every time the comet Kahootek enters the solar system. That is the best way to go. I don't even have to worry about updates all the time. Oh, updates, updates, every day updates.
Are you mocking me?
Also, what you want to do is make sure you get somebody whose computer regularly craps out with Audacity. That way, you can spend lots of time editing and re-editing things that you thought you were done with.
I was looking back at the comments from yesterday, and CJ saying, "Hey, I'm not sure how the initiation process works, but how do I go about becoming Tancast's blank fan?" And Chelsea follows up immediately saying, you dub yourself.
Yeah, I was going to try and find that. I saw that post. And I was going to try and find the thing where it tells you how to make your avatar and sign in, but I didn't.
Yeah.
That's how that worked out.
Oh, man. I need to go back, listen to the prepisode, and actually write down notes as we go through. Because I'm going to put an about, on the About Tancast page, I'm going to put it like an about the inside jokes page so that people can find that shit. And include things like how to get the gravatars and all the rest of that shit.
Ah, all right.
So I will do some work on the site.
Yeah.
You know, like this month, next month.
Yeah, I'm sure that's about to just happen.
This
second.
Year.
It's me holding my breath.
Okay, I am recording again. And
all right.
Andy is an idiot, a big fat old idiot. Why is he an idiot? I do not know. Ooh.
We're back, and better than ever.
Well, I hate you, Noah.
You don't hate me. You love my doggy styles.
I thought you were going to say he just hates your doggy style.
Okay. Oh. Now comes a sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ!
I sneezed my headset off.
That sounded awesome.
There was a funny sneeze scene in Get Him to the Greek.
That is true. There was a funny sneeze scene in Get Him to the Greek.
That's all I will say.
Okay. Well.
Hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey.
Hooray. Oh, wow.
You're right there.
Yeah, it's just my allergies are... going crazy.
Sneeze really took a lot out of you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a nap.
When did you?
Yeah, that's what you get for being fat and sneezy. Look, I'm two of the dwarves, fatty and sneezy. And ass. I guess I'm three of the dwarves.
You're fucking all seven of the dwarves, dude.
Your mom's all seven of the dwarves. No, your mom's only one dwarf. Fucky.
He's a laddie.
Hi, you both.
A lot of love going on in this podcast today.
Hold well, on, I made it just over 2 years, everybody.
We should change this to Lovecast. yesterday, I had a delicious Hawaiian Punch Slurpee. I'm just throwing it out there.
When did you have this?
Before I met up with you.
Oh, I see how you're doing it.
You know, it'd be nice if 7-Eleven had consistent Slurpee flavors across all of these stores. Although, I mean, it would be nice, but then I would have got a chance to taste all these different flavors. I had Mountain Dew flavor.
See, now you're conflicted.
I am conflicted, because Hawaiian Punch was delicious. Although, it's probably good that the one near me doesn't have it, because I would probably go there a lot more often. I'm like, time for Hawaiian Punch flavor.
Noah's talking about his lack of willpower.
Yeah, like, if there's something, you know, that's bad for you in the house, I will most likely eat more of it than I should, so that I just don't buy it.
I buy the shit out of it. Arr, give me that.
And you have no problem, like, stretching it out and not eating it all, like, at once?
I can't say I have no problem, but I'm able to be like, all right, I need to, like, when I bought all those mug root beers, they were only 89 cents for the 2 liter. I was like, fuck it, you can't even get the regular, like what do you call it? It's not a 2 liter, 16 ounce bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
For like 89 cents. I was like, I gotta buy these. So and it was the last day of the sale. So I bought like three of them and, I've still made it last. There's one in the fridge now. It hasn't even been opened.
Look at you.
Even though I love root beer. Like I'll be like sitting there like, sure go for another glass of this root beer, but I gotta make it last.
I had bought a Boston cream pie for was it Boston? I think so. For a party went to it at Stephanie's, OG Stephanie's. And they're like, oh, why don't you take the whole thing? I'm like, no, I'll just take a slice. And I took my slice. It was delicious, but I didn't want it in the house.
Because you would have had more than a slice, baby.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
My in-laws always try to force, dice. Like, bad stuff on us. Like, oh, take this. I'm like, no, we're good.
Well, I just finished off the very last of the real sugar Dr. Peppers that were in the house. See, I bought a bunch of them, and then I made the mistake of leaving them here, you know, where my wife had access.
And she drank a lot of them?
Yeah. I got three 12-packs. Bought out the rest of them that were in the store that I was in. And I think of those 36, I probably had six.
What the fuck? Well, how long ago?
How long ago did I buy them?
Yeah.
Weeks.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like she Month. Sucked them down in like a week?
No. Like, it wasn't even like she was having one a day, but it was like, you know, I was looking at them and was like, that's my reserve. I'm going to make those things last because they're so tasty with the real sugar. So much better.
Are they not selling them anymore?
No. It's one of those, you know, limited time only bullshit things. Like, it was supposed to be over. Every other store I'd seen was out of them. And I was just at the pharmacy of all places one day. I looked over. They had like three left. I'm like, oh, these are coming home with me.
Tim had the real sugar Pepsi. He wasn't impressed.
Really? I liked it a lot better.
Didn't really blow my skirt up.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's different than the ones that they sell in the bottles, like they import from Mexico, but those are generally delicious. Okay. Have either of you had one of those?
I have not.
They don't sell them everywhere, but every once in a while you can find them.
Oh, wait, yeah. I have had one of those.
Like, they're in the glass bottles.
Uh-huh.
I generally enjoy those. The ones, yeah, I think I tried your Pepsi one, and I was like, meh, it doesn't really taste that much better.
I went to a restaurant. I hate when they do this when you go to a restaurant. And, like, I'm like, I'll have a Coke. And then they just bring you, like, a bottle or a can of Coke. I'm like, I ordered a Coke because I thought I got free refills. Not because I was hoping I could pay twice the amount I would pay in a supermarket for a fucking Coke.
It really amazes me, like, when places don't give free refills.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems no matter how much Coke you drink, they're always going to make a profit. Like, unless that's all you drink, like, more Coke. I'm just going to live on Coke alone.
Like, supposedly the ice in your glass costs more than the Coke.
Like, fucking Chinese restaurants do that a lot.
Yep.
Ah, yes, they do.
Like, Coke, that's $2. Why. Here's your can.
That's why I only go to Panda Express for my Chinese needs. Because not only do they not do that, they got the mug root beer, which is the bomb diggity.
Is it the bomb diggity dig dong dong diggity do?
Yep. I have an echelon of root beer, and it goes mug, Barks, every other root beer, A&W.
Really?
Yes.
Like no-name store brand, like plain white label root beer?
Well, there's some that are just as bad as, like, there's some that are almost exactly the same as A&W, and they would go, of course, on A&W's tier.
Gotcha.
A&W tastes too much like cream soda for my liking.
Huh.
So wait, what's at the top?
Mug. I love me some mug root beer.
I thought you loved Barks the most.
I used to. I've switched over. Mostly because Mug doesn't have the caffeine.
Are you worried about the caffeine?
I don't need any caffeine.
Okay.
Tim is hyper enough, baby.
I mean, there are times, you know, when I'm driving back and forth from L.A. to San Francisco, and then I need some caffeine, but then I'll go to my Amp or my Mountain Dew What is it? Code Red. That gives me enough caffeine to go about my day.
Do you ever make any root beer floats?
No. I don't need any ice cream in my root beer. Just let me drink some root beer or eat some ice cream. I don't need to do both.
Tim's a purist.
Not like cookie dough ice cream, in which I can have cookie dough and ice cream. That, it seems like a good blend. Ice cream and root beer? No. I'm either drinking or I'm eating. Pick a side. We're at war.
Now, see, I make floats with cherry Dr. Pepper, and that's some delicious shit. And I know some crazy motherfuckers that make floats with beer. Not root beer. Beer. And like that fucking chewable beer, like, you know, stouts and Guinness and...
I've heard of drunken floats before.
Make it stop.
I think Will Wheaton does beer floats.
Can't stop. Won't stop. You say Will Wheaton?
Yeah, I think I've seen him tweet about that.
You keeping tabs on Will Wheaton's drinking habits?
I am. Keep an eye on Will Wheaton.
He's doing all right for himself.
Yeah, that is.
That's all.
All right, well said.
Keep it up, Will Wheaton. Keep it up.
You're doing it. For my catchphrase, I don't really say that very often.
Yeah, that is true.
Gotta work on that.
You need to get on it, yo.
I gotta be like JJ and Dynamite just all the time. You're doing it.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Sweet.
When I was at the Riviera in the Vegas, he was on the poster for the comedy club. That's all I got.
Okay.
You go.
I'm sure we would have heard. I mean, if we heard about Gary Coleman, I'm sure we would have heard about JJ Walker.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it happened like a while ago and I just don't remember. I'm sure. I believe you.
I gotta Google it now. He was born 1947, no end date. So I guess he's alive. End date. He has an is that a picture of him with Ann Coulter? What the fuck? Sorry, the title of the article is Ann Coulter and J.J. Walker. Am I missing something?
Which seems to be pretty much your exact inner monologue.
That was why I clicked on it. I was like, what's happening here?
What the fuck is going on? Who is Ann Coulter?
Skeletor.
She is
pure
slightly
evil.
To the right of Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Hitler. I'm just kidding.
Nice.
I'm kidding. No one's to the right of Hitler, except for maybe Walmart. I'm just kidding.
Ann Coulter's on my list of people that I'll punch straight in the face if I ever meet them in person.
Wow.
I will do time because I'm going to make it a good hit, too. I'm going to make it a really good hit.
You got to let me know so I can film it. It can go viral because that will explode all over the internet. Ann Coulter getting punched in the face. In fact, I'm going to start titling my videos that just so they get more hits.
The first line on that thing that you sent, Reuters, actor Jimmy J.J. Walker of the television series Good Times and cunt Ann Coulter pose as they arrived together for the taping of the 5th annual TV Land Awards. go search Tancast for Ann Coulter. There's no E in Ann, by the way. And you'll find out what I think about Ann Coulter.
No, you're not going to do that, are you?
Probably not.
All right.
I'm like, Andy, I don't know what world you live in. But it's one where Noah decides to just do freelance searching for shit he was just hoping to get a quick and easy answer to. she's a pundit. They show her on Fox News. I mean, they show her, I'm sure, on all the news networks just because...
She's not like a pundit who's got, like, a political opinion. She's like somebody... She's one of those people who's just got a lot of hate. And she tries to make that hate into her politics.
She suggested that we take over the Middle Eastern countries and force them all to be Christian. And I believe she did it unironically.
Oh, I should, shit.
Here you go, Noah. Since you're not going to search, read that. But later, because it's long.
Long like my tallywhacker.
Yeah. Chances are that's not going to happen. Maybe. If I get bored one day.
It's not looking good for you, Andy.
Nope. I know.
You got a what, Noah?
I was going to link you to that black I was telling you about that just rants about random shit.
All right.
Here you go. Oops. You can watch it later.
There's
or you can
the
watch
link.
It.
We got lots of links for you in today's show.
Tim, you're stealing Noah's job.
What was that, Andy?
I'm not even Mexican.
That Tim was, Tim's just making up songs. That's your job. That's your deal.
All right.
Ooh, did anyone else see the news that that Christopher Nolan has said that he's not going to recast the Joker for Batman 3?
Oh, no.
So the Joker is not going to be around anymore?
Exactly.
Okay.
I think that I honestly wasn't expecting them to bring the Joker back. I just think it would inevitably get compared to Heath Ledger one way or the other, and nobody wants that.
I would have to agree.
I want it.
Really?
No, I'm just making shit up.
Yeah.
Douche.
It's kind of sad because that, like, the Joker is like the number one guy. Like you say, Batman villain. It's Joker.
Yeah, he's the number one nemesis.
Yep.
But I think they could do a really good Riddler. That is, instead of just, you know, like wacky and Jim Carrey, like more like the Zodiac Killer.
Yes.
I think they could do something tense and psychological with that.
Yeah. Where it's a guy who is, you know, not out to prove that Batman's ideal of people are at their core good, that it's more of a personal thing, like he's out to prove that he's smarter than Batman.
Exactly.
Also, I mean, what they could do is take, like, a minor villain and make him more of a major villain. Like, they do that in comics all the time, where they kind of focus on a minor villain, and, you know, if you have a good story, it could be pretty compelling.
I say the Riddler is their best bet. I'm going to throw that out there.
I think so, too. Especially since they've already gone through Ra's al Ghul. I think that's, you know, that's the whole, the student exceeding the master thing, and then the Joker was all about the difference in philosophy. I think the next thing is going to be, you know, I'm gonna go and say either Riddler or Bane.
Bane seems too made up for this universe. That's what, because like all the other Batman villains are just too kooky.
Yeah, but it seems like they could do something with Bane that would be more naturalistic.
I suppose.
Yeah, like they did it with Scarecrow.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they do it with the Joker.
I mean, you know, don't do the whole, you know, Venom thing or whatever. Just make him, or, you know, make it like a drug that he takes that just makes, you know, like deadens him to pain or something like that.
He's just on PCP all the time.
Yeah, basically. You know, something like, you know, adrenaline and painkillers or something like that, where he can, you know, then match Batman physically, and then he's also got the criminal mastermind thing that he's trying to take over.
Because the Hatter would be lame. The Mr. Freeze would be super lame.
Mm-hmm.
Clayface, there's no way they could make that work. And then Man-Bat, that would be just insane.
Well, Two-Face is not out of it, is it? Is he?
Yeah, Two-Face is dead.
Oh, that's what he said, but I bet they're changing their mind. Or at least I bet that option's on the table.
Well, but it's set up in a way that he could come back, right?
Is the way you look at it, but right after the movie came out, they were like, no, he's dead. They told me I was dead.
Okay.
Aaron Eckhart is the one who said that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have faith that if they, any villain that they pick, you know, I feel like they're good enough that they can make it work. It may be not Man-Bat, but I think, like, what was the other one you named just now, Tim?
Clayface?
Clayface. I think they could do it in a way that would make it work.
I would just seem so, super, like, just so otherworldly for a world that's supposed to be kind of realistic. Although, I wouldn't mind if they creeped into that area, because I would still like to see a Batman-Superman team-up movie.
It's going to happen.
Well, I mean, at this point, it would just be very odd to put Superman in that universe. Like, and I can fly and shit. What?
Yeah.
Tim, make it happen.
You know, you could do Clayface with something more like, you know, like Darkman, where he's putting the faces on, not that he could just, that he's goo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Maybe he's more of a master of disguise.
Yeah.
Interesting. 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 Interesting.
Yeah, without getting into any superpowers, it would just be he's very skilled. And you kind of never know who he is. And nobody's ever seen his real face. Because he is Darkman, and his face was burnt off.
And I can still see him get the name of Clayface, just because, like, you know, his face changes all the time. It's like he has a face of clay. Something like that. I'm not a writer, so there you go.
Yeah, and, you know, really, bringing him back, I mean, they could just recast Liam Neeson.
Oh, wait, what?
Sorry, Darkman reference.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you have to go back to the Darkman joke that was about an hour ago, and then plug in Liam Neeson, and then it's funny again.
Yep. So, Tim, insert right here where they can switch back in the show.
Nope. Not going to do it.
Put the timestamp in.
For a second, I was thinking, I'm like, wait, Liam Neeson doesn't play face in a teen movie? That's where I went.
But apparently last week I got a tweet from Alyssa that when I left the timestamps of where to fast forward and through the spoilers, apparently iTunes fucked it up. And so when you fast forward, you don't end up past the spoilers. And in one case, you end up right in the middle of one.
Whoopsie. Nice. Hey. Batman is writing Superman. This renders your argument invalid. That hurts my brain to think about.
That's my link that I just linked.
Oh, let me go look.
I love me some very demotivational posters.
One time I posted one up at work. The vice president of the company wasn't too happy. He ripped it down. He didn't think
what
it was
it?
Amusing. I don't remember specifically when it was. Sorry.
Fuck! Once again, the half-assed news with Noah. Dun, 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 dun. Tonight's top story, things happened. Dun, 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 dun. Good night.
That's just odd poster.
Are we both going to fall into very demotivational now?
No, I'm not looking at it.
Okay, that's good.
I shall not.
Anything else no, we got to talk about?
We got to talk about your mama's balls.
They're hairy. They're sweaty. What else do you need?
Well, all right. Nailed it. Well, it's been a great 2 years, hasn't it?
It has.
Here's magical. Hopeful for two more. Woo!
No, yeah, I really don't think we've got two more in us. I mean, you know, if this week and last week were any indication. So it's probably time for us to sign off so Tim can play his favorite game, Polish That Turd.
I was going to say something. Oh, we don't have, like, another significant anniversary coming up until, like, our 200th episode.
Really? You're not going to count 150? I mean, that'll be our third-year anniversary-ish.
Really? Is that exciting? Does anyone care about the 150th episode?
How about 123rd?
What?
1, 2, 3.
Oh. Fail.
Fail.
Speaking of fail, let's sign off before we say more stupid things.
Indeed.
I like to eat my skin flakes.
Oh, it's too late. Oh. I like to eat my skin flakes.
We should name the episode that so people wait all the way to the end. What the fuck are they talking about skin flakes?
Like, how are they going to work that in? And that was exactly what I was thinking as well. Which is probably why this episode is named that. You're welcome. You know what I like about our episode names? Almost never helps you remember what the episode is talking about.
Except for So Indiana Jones.
Random one-off.
So Indiana Jones. That one's awesome.
That's the only one that actually, because we are almost talking about Indiana Jones and is kind of the theme of it. But, like, most of them, it's like, we say one thing. And, like, I'm like, oh, that's random. That's going to be the episode title. It's like, what did you talk about most of the episode? Oh, you know, panda jizz.
Yeah, but they're so awesome because I look back at things and I see things like, you know, red clown suit and remember why Noah said that. And it's horrible. It's horrible.
We are horrible, horrible people.
We are.
Too much excitement.
I have to take a break. It's too much. It's all too much.
It's too much. I can't handle it. What the fuck? Sorry.
Whoa. You all right?
I'm just trying to comment on this someone's thing on Facebook. And for some reason, it'll let me type a little bit, and then the characters won't go past a certain point. It just starts overriding itself.
It hates you.
I'm like, why the fuck are you doing that? Someone's ordering this Insanity workout thing. I don't know if either one of you seen it.
Nope.
It's expensive.
All right.
But it's supposed to get you, like, super fit. But it's supposed to be, like, really hard. So that was it. It's called the P90X. Insanity workout, if you want to look it up.
I don't.
Are you not going to be jumping on that bandwagon, Tim?
Nope. I ain't jumping on shit.
What? I thought you'd be totally working out, Tim.
Nope.
Building up your muscles, getting your six-pack.
My muscles are just fine.
They hold up his little skeleton, and that is good enough.
They get me to the couch and to the refrigerator. That's all they need to do.
Excellent.
All right, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Have a magical, happy, spectacular fuck monkey week.
Fucking monkeys.
Spectacular.
Especially to you folks who are almost out of school. Congratulations. Enjoy the summer.
Yeah. Congratulations to you people who have graduated. If anyone's graduated, congrats.
Oh, yes. Graduates. Enjoy that wild, wonderful world of unemployment.
Yeah. Sorry, we're all older. We get the jobs.
Welcome to the real world.
Not in my experience.
Them's the rules. You wait for us to die, then you can have a job. All right, night-night.
Kisses. Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of TANcast. Check out our official website at TANcast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official TANcast store. You can email us at fucktards@TANcast.com or yourmom@TANcast.com, or you can email the guys individually at TimAndyOrNoah@TANcast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TANcast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on on iTunes by searching for TanCast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on TanCast. TanCast.
I'm going to tell Yelp that this Mexican place is closed.
Is it? Or are you just trying to fuck with them?
No, it is. It's the one that I right. Marked as closed like a year ago.
A year?
Yeah, because, you know, two jobs ago, I was supposed to be meeting my boss, who, like, lived and was staffed, like, way out of town. Actually, it's my boss's boss, but whatever. So he was coming through town, and I was like, hey, I wanted to get together with you at lunch. I was like, all right, what are you in the mood for? He's like, how about Mexican? I'm like, all right, I know a place. And I gave him directions, and I showed up there, like, he was probably, like, 5-10 minutes away. And it was closed. I was like, man, I just ate here, like, 2 weeks ago. Oh, yeah, they marked the place that I said was closed as closed. Then again, I marked it closed 12 months ago, so.
It doesn't tell you, does it tell you when it was marked closed?
No, like it just doesn't appear in searches, so.
Oh, is that how it works? Because I'm trying to think.
Seemed like that'd be a good way to go.
Maybe I bookmarked the place, maybe that's why I could still see it.
Never mind, it's still there.
Oh.
It's just at the very end of the reviews.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is Yelp doing? Like, I don't understand what the process is for... I mean, obviously, I don't think they have someone every location everywhere, like, going out to see if places are closed, so maybe they need multiple confirmation.
Yeah, you'd think that they could at least do something like flag it and say, you know, readers suggest this may be closed.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Can you confirm that?
Just, like, right in the... I mean, and like I said, you know, part of it was my fault because I didn't really, like... I didn't call, I didn't look at the reviews, but...
My favorite part was Noah was doing shit on... We were pulled over at a gas station and Noah was doing shit on his iPhone. Like, wait, let me look at this, let me look at that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk over and ask this guy in the gas station. We'll see who gets the answer first.
I think it might actually been in that gas station, too. Like, I was looking at the pictures. I'm like, was it in the back of the gas station or...
Oh...
It looked like a kind of gas station-esque location. But anyways, we went to BJ's. It was delicious.
BJ's is always delicious.
My dick is always delicious.
No, it's not.
Yes.
And that's when it's got the smegma.
Yes.
Hmm.
Delicious dick for you.
I was looking forward to that deep fried place. Mmm, the pictures look so delicious. That deep fried Oreos. Mmm. Deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mm.
Deep fried penis, which we all know Noah's a fan of.
Oh, yeah. So delicious! Mmm!
Can't get me enough of that deep fried cock.
I love it. I want some more of it.